Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, man? What's going on with you, brother? I might be out there doing that. Welcome to the show, guys. This is Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host. And thank you for joining me for yet another great show. Got a lot of information for you today. We're going to talk about a lot of things. First and foremost, let me tell you guys that, yes, I've been getting a lot of people wanting to know, is there going to be an Independent Artist Festival this year? I'm actually going to have two. So I'm in the works right now of planning the first Independent Artist Festival, and hopefully we can have it in the spring, and then we have another at the end of the summer. Good stuff, guys. We got so many great people that come out, talented people in our area. We don't always have to go to the Queen City to make our voice heard or let people know that we got talent right here in Gastonia. So I can't wait for the Independent Artist Festival. Number to call is 845-277-9428. Yesterday I told you we were going to have somebody on the show that was going to talk about the QT incident in Gastonia. I think the young man put together a little meeting. Well, I ain't going to call it little, but he put together a meeting in Gastonia, and it was pretty popular. We're not going to talk to him today, but he will be on the show tomorrow. So I definitely want you to check out the show. Today's show, we're going to do the part two series of The Water. And, you know, I did not know that we had so much bad water that we consume. And, you know, the young man is coming on the show in just a little bit. He is really, really unbelievable in what he has started. He actually is the founder of Live Alkaline Water. And I cannot wait, which is selling in Walmart. He's got it selling in Walmart, and he's got it selling in other places. I cannot wait to hear what this man has to say, because I learned a lot. I learned a lot on yesterday's show from Ms. Owens, who is actually going to be joining him again today for the part two series. But I think that you need to get everybody that you can, that you know, to listen to what this say, because I'm telling you, it is very, very, very interesting about the quality of water that we consume. And I think that we all need to know about this, because it is something that we put in our bodies, and we want to make sure that what we're putting in our bodies is, you know, going to be healthy. And, you know, hey, I know I'm getting at the age now where I know I need to take care of everything that's going on with me when it comes to putting things in my body, what I put in my body, what I consume. And we need to think like that. And as a community, we definitely need to think like that. We need to definitely think that we need to eat better. We need to teach our young people that, you know, they need to eat better. We need to focus on so many things that I don't think we've been focusing on. It's getting crunch time, guys. That's all I can say. It's getting crunch time. If you did not go register to vote, shame on you. But we need, for those that have voted or registered to vote, we need for you to show up to the polls. Vote. We need for you to vote, because this is a very, very important year, election year that is, and we need to make our voice heard. I don't care who you vote for, but just get out and vote. You don't have a dog in the fight if you don't get out and vote. I don't want to hear nothing you have to say if you don't get out and vote, because that's what changes things. And I keep telling y'all, that's what changes things. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes, If you ain't ever gone through what I've been through, never had to fight for your life, man, it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever gone through what
don't
I've been through.
Me,
never
no.
had to fight for your
don't
life,
me,
man, it's
no.
alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes. If you ain't ever gone through what I've been through, never had to fight for your life, man, it's alright. Don't judge
if
me.
You ain't never had to endure what I done been through. If you ain't never traveled the road that I done been through. If you ain't spent late nights in a cold cell. If you ain't never been down in the bottoms of hell. If you ain't never had baby mama drama. If you ain't never had to pull out your llama. Yo, pistol boy, I'm talking that heat, I'm talking that iron. If you ain't in these streets, then don't you worry about my soul.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
In the shoes.
You ain't ever gone through what I've been through. Never had to fight for your life.
For your life.
Man, it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't
hey.
Ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't
hey.
Ever gone through what
don't
I've been through. Never had to fight for your life.
Don't judge me.
Man, it's
no.
alright. Don't judge
come
me.
Come in the church when do rags and dims. They looking at me like, man, who is him? They want to know why I come with such swag, but they don't know that I come with such bag, such baggage, such lust, such hate, ayy. I've been through it all, man, don't hate, ayy. I've been through the struggle, I've been through the grind, I've been through nothing but hard times.
Had my share of pain, shed my share of tears. Lost more than I gained, yet I'm still standing here. I made it cause I held on to, cause I'm changing hands. Gonna keep it to myself, I had to tell him when I can. But Satan thought he had me locked behind them bars. Thought I would give up easy and turn my back on God. But God showed his love and grace and his mercy. And I guess that's why they mad and they ain't on me. But if you ain't ever walked in my shoes, you ain't ever gone through what I've been through. Never had to fight for your life. Man, it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever gone through what
don't
I've been through. Never
no.
had to fight for your
don't
life.
Judge me,
man, it's
no.
alright. Don't judge me.
Check this out, man. The Bible say God's no respect to a person. At the same time, he doesn't judge outward appearance. But you're looking at the heart, you know what I'm talking about? Don't judge me because of my struggle, man. I don't need you to judge me because of my grind. Because you ain't been through what I've been through. Don't judge me because of my fashion looking at me any kind of way. I promise you I'm anointed for this.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Don't judge me.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. Guys, yesterday I had people asking me all kind of questions about the clip I played and the rhetoric that it possessed when it comes to some of the young people and, well, young black men or young black people, that is, what they should and should not do in the near future if they want to be successful. And, you know, I've told you guys this a million times. This show is not a racist show. In saying that, let me say this. I do love my black people, and I do want the very best for them. But as I told you before, I got friends who have radio shows, and I have white friends who have radio shows. And if they say that they want the very best for their people, I ain't mad at them. They should. Just like the Latinos, if Spanish-speaking community, let me say that. If they say that they want the best for their people, I'm down with that. They should want the best for their people. Same goes for Asian, Indian, whatever the case may be. There is nothing wrong with you wanting the very best for your people. Nothing. Nothing at all. You should. You should take pride in your heritage. You should take pride in what your young generation has to offer for the legacy of the culture of your people. There's nothing wrong with that. Only people who are ignorant will think something's wrong with it. Those are the people who don't know who themselves are. And how can you teach someone younger than you which way they need to go on the right path, whether it's education or just knowing how to treat a companion or look for a companion? If you don't know how to do those things yourself, or if you haven't committed to being the very best you wanted to be in those areas yourself, there's a lot going on. There's a lot, especially in the black community. There's a lot going on in our community, y'all. There's a lot going on. We look out. Do you want to look out on your corner and look and see drug deals go down? Young prostitution happening? High school dropouts at an alarming rate? No. No one wants that in their community. So as Spike Lee say all the time, you better get on the bus. You better get on the bus and get ready and start getting things done in your neighborhood. Well, not neighborhood, your community, because that's what going to make a successful generation of people is. We have to start realizing that we are in communities now. Neighborhoods are long gone. Neighborhoods are long gone. We're in communities, and we need to start treating each other like we're in communities. We need to stop this being bickering with each other and not wanting the next person to get ahead. Instead of asking that person, how did you get to where you are? You want to downplay them and talk bad about them and just, I don't know. I don't know. But this is not the way. That trash that happened at QT the other week, that's not the way. That's not the way. And that is not our generation. That is not our younger generation. Those are just some confused people. Those are some very confused people. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, because I'm telling you, the contrasting twists that the community has on all of that is beyond me. It's amazing how people think. It's amazing what people will grasp onto. And those are the things that we really need to look at. We need to look at our perception on how we look at things. Things that hurt our community, we don't need to be for them. Things that's not going to uplift our young people, that's not going to bring some education or some financial backing in our communities, we don't need to be for it. If it does not benefit the betterment of our living, we don't need to be for it. That's why I say, know who you're voting for. Make sure they have your agenda, not theirs. Make sure they have your agenda and not theirs. That's not too much to ask. You're giving a vote. So why not? Number to call is 845-277-9428. And I want to play a clip on the show today. It's an older clip. It's an older clip of there were some issues in Ferguson, and they had this sheriff on, and I want you to hear this dude the way what he has to say. And once I play this clip, I want you to know that this is the problem. This is a problem in our community. This is a problem in us trying to unify with each other. And I know you guys tell me all the time, well, you know, there's too many people that does not think on a positive level for us to be unified. Now, I don't buy that. We all want the same thing. We all want to be peaceful, that is. And we all want the best knowledge and discipline for our young people as possible. I push the young people on this show, y'all, because they have such a huge influence in what's going on around us right now. A huge influence. And if you guys don't do nothing else, I mean, y'all need to make some noise for teacher pay. You need to really make some noise for teacher pay. I don't think the average person knows what it takes to be a teacher in a classroom in this day and age. Y'all need to make some noise for teacher pay, because I'm telling you, it is not an easy job. And I can tell you that firsthand. It's not an easy job. But yet and still, we don't put the people in office that can make those decisions, that make the right decisions. We shouldn't even be having this conversation. We shouldn't even be talking about how teachers are underpaid. We shouldn't even be talking about how they have to spend their own money in their classrooms. We shouldn't even talk about how the kids are struggling and they shouldn't be struggling. We shouldn't even be talking about how schools are not up to par with technology. Yes, they might have their own laptop. That's nothing. I'm talking about being a technology-wise school, not just certain schools in certain areas. We're talking about all schools. We're not going to talk about that on this show today, but we're going to talk about it because it is a problem. It's a problem that we need to address. And if we don't address those problems, they're going to continue to be just what they are. Problems, sore thumbs, and all that good stuff, or all that bad stuff that keeps us from being a successful people. And that's all people. We are going to have to do something. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. Hopefully when we come back, we will be joined by Mr. McCray, and I hope that we will be able to talk with Ms. Owens also. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Ain't no stopping, what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. Ain't no stopping, what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. We'll be right back.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 845-277-9425. That number again is 845-277-9428. That is, I'm sorry. Guys, I was talking a little bit off the air. Well, you know what? I said I wasn't going to bring that on air, and I'm not going to bring it on air. But you know what, guys? All I can say is go by the old cliche. Never judge a book by its cover. You have no idea what a person can offer you or what they can do for you or how they struggle just like you have struggled in the past. Don't judge people. That's our problem right now. We're too busy judging each other, and we're not getting anything done like we should be getting done from judging one another. And I'm going to step off that soapbox, and I'm going to step on another one, and I want you guys to pay attention to my first two guests that I'm getting ready to bring on, because yesterday's show, we done the part one show of the live alkaline water. And I know you guys, I know what you're going to say, and it was not Kangen water. But I want you to listen to what this young man and this sister has to say about the water we ingest and what we should be doing and we're not. And I think you're going to really, really enjoy these two guests. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my brother Robert Imaro McCray. I hope I didn't ruin that name, bro. I'm having problems with that name. And Miss Tanya Owens. Y'all, welcome to the show. How you guys doing?
Peace and love. Doing well. It's M-U-L.
M-U-L. Okay, brother. I won't mess it up no more. I promise you.
That's all good, brother. That's all good.
Now, we had Miss Owens on yesterday, and she gave us a little insight of what it is that she has been experiencing with your live alkaline water. I want you, if you can, to tell the listeners who you are and what you have put in front of us that we need to be paying attention about.
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, I want to introduce myself. Most people know me by Robert McCray. A lot of people know me by my indigenous name, L-M-U-S-L.
Okay.
Years and years ago, my great aunt said to me, she said, "See that land, you're responsible. The blood of your ancestors are crying out for you." And I didn't want to accept that responsibility, but 3 years after that fact, when she made that statement, I accepted a challenge of doing what I'm doing it now. I am the owner and the only owner of Live Alkaline Water, which is on some of your shelves in different stores and just about in every household if we can get it in there today. That's
okay.
Who I am.
Okay. Now, how did you come up with the concept, or how did you come up with the live alkaline water?
Well, one of the concepts, and I used to go around and I tell people, when you've been through different schools of thoughts and you understand what it means out of different scripture. So the live alkaline water really means law. Know the law of the land. And once mm-hmm. we understand what the law of the land is, and it's an abbreviation. It's a law means live alkaline mm-hmm. water. But when you look at it, you say land agriculture, which creates wealth. Mm-hmm. Everybody mm-hmm. has created wealth off us and benefit off us. Now it's time to take our product to the people that was given to us by the Creator himself. That's
wow.
how I came up with it.
Now I'm just gonna get right into the nitty gritty, the meat of all of this.
Yes, sir.
What we have been drinking is not good for us.
Exactly. You've been drinking toilet water. Anytime you're taking water from the tap or any source, or distilled source, or Kagan source, usually you're drinking tap water. Well, most of the tap water are coming from what they call water treatment plants. When you have to treat something, that means something is wrong with it. So most of
right.
us are drinking everybody, and it may sound vulgar, it may sound bad, but you're drinking everybody else's waste.
Wow.
And that's why you look at the people today, and we are sick as a people, because we're ingesting sickness. And without good, clean water, we're in trouble, no matter how we look at it. Whether we're vegans, whether we're vegetarians, whether we're meat eaters, if your water is dirty, everything else is dirty.
So where do you get your water from?
My water comes from underground aquifers. It's coming from underground aquifers, underground springs, which goes through a natural filtration system, which is over 800 feet deep underground, and it comes up by itself. We don't have to put no pumps in the ground to pull it up like a well, which most well water becomes very stagnant. We don't have to do any of that. It's already coming up to us. It's given to us as a gift. So I'm offering it back to our people as a gift.
And you know, the most amazing thing about this is you own the land, right?
Yes, sir. Definitely own the land. We own the land, the mineral rights, and everything.
Wow.
Remember,
how
people that control your water source control us.
Exactly. How could someone refute the fact that this water is good for you? How could you refute it? I mean, because I've read about everything you've done and what you're doing, and I'm telling you, you are doing some amazing stuff, brother. And I want to push it as much as we can push it. I'm going to get some of this water from you, and we're going to start doing what we need to do at my home. But how could someone refute what is so good for your body?
It's the old cliche. If they don't know, they don't know what to do. But the problem is, the only way they refute it is because they ain't thinking right. That's why we say eat right, drink right, and you'll begin to think right as a people. So if they're putting trash in, they don't understand what good stuff come to them. To somebody, bring it to them and clean them up. And that's what
we're
doing.
And that's why trash is coming out, huh?
Exactly.
So how can someone get in touch with you about getting this water, or better yet, what do you need from the community to see this go into full circle?
Well, in reality, help me help you help yourself.
Yes.
That's the bottom line. If each person that's listening to us would take a dollar, $2-3, we buy other people stuff all day long and support them and wonder why we're in trouble. Help us build this company by buying water from us. Buy the water from us, directly from us. Grow the business. When the business grows, we're able to create jobs for our people. We're able to put our people in business just off this one commodity. It's a billion-dollar industry.
Wow. Wow. So now I know you got some things in the works with your water, and we'll probably start seeing it. What do you got going on right now pertaining to your water and getting the word out and exposing it to people? I think you got some pretty big stuff coming up, don't you?
Oh yeah, we definitely do. We got a documentary coming out that's going to come out hopefully by April. At the end of March, and also we're going to be on a TV show called Good Trouble.
Yeah,
our water is exclusively It's exclusively on that TV show.
Yeah, and so J-Lo produced that show.
J-Lo produced the show, and they actually contacted me, and they said, can we advertise your water on our show? Can we have it on our show? And so we went into an agreement, and that's where it's at. And also, there's other places I can't mention right now until it happens that's going to come out, and the people are going to see the water everywhere. So
here's the opportunity
for us to invest in ourselves.
Now, I want to see it everywhere, too, brother. And I think that the mean tricks that's been played on us so far when it comes to ingesting things in our bodies, we really need to take a step back and look at what we need to do that's better for our bodies and our whole, for our young people, for us, for our neighbor, our neighbor's neighbor's neighbor. We need to do better than what we're doing, a whole lot better.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Now, your documentary, is it based on what your findings were when it comes to, without giving out so much of it, what is your documentary basically going to be about?
The documentary is going to be about the lifestyle, living off-grid, also dealing with the water, also creating business in a time when we're trying to be oppressed, suppressed, and depressed as a people.
Wow. I think they probably missed half of that, what you just said, but I caught that jewel. I caught it, and I understand it, and I totally understand it. We have a problem in our community, and I don't know at what point in time are we going to realize that we are better as one unit than a bunch of divided so-called anglers at each other. It's getting us nowhere.
Yes, sir.
It's
I agree.
Us nowhere.
We are definitely divided.
You have. I was hearing that you have a little agricultural background also.
Yes, sir. They can also come because I was invited to go to Gifford College to teach agriculture. This is a college calling me, somebody who only graduated from the 12th grade, but a college has asked me to come in and teach the classes. And yes, I have a little background in about 25 years of it.
Wow.
And I tell people there's a difference between being an agriculturalist and a farmer. A farmer is one-dimensional. Agriculturalist, he can take many different crops in one field. And he can tell you the science from the beginning to the end, what it takes and what plants help other plants. But most important, you have to have clean water to make it happen.
Yes. So you use the water, the alkaline water, to grow crops?
Yes, sir, all day long.
Mercy. And I hope you listeners are getting that. I really hope you are getting that. Now, how can someone get your water?
All they have to do is go to our Facebook page and our web page, and they have a number and an email, and they can hit us up on that. It's livealkalinewaterllc.com. LiveAlkalineWaterLLC.com, and they can call the number or email us, and we'll be glad to get the water to them.
I am going to definitely put a link up on the show's webpage so they can get to that. But in the meantime, I do want to ask you, when you say you got a documentary come out, you know, I'm a journalist by heart. So when you say you got a documentary come out, are you going to have any screenings, any private screenings? Because if so, I am throwing my name in the hat to get you here in the Gastonia area so we can have a private screening of your documentary. We'll find a place and
definitely
bring the audience.
Definitely going to have a private screening.
Okay. That sounds good. And we definitely need to connect off the off air because I want to put that together for you here so you can come and educate those that need to be educated about this, because it's a bad situation going on.
Well, one of the things that I'm reminded of is that, yeah, we're in a bad situation, but there's always a solution to the problem if we accept the solution.
That's right. There you go. There you go. There's another one of those gems I hope you guys got. I hear Miss Owens on there. Miss Owens, I know we haven't been talking to you much, but I hear you on there.
I thought I was silent.
You ain't silent. I got you hot.
No,
your mic's hot too. So I just want to hear a little bit of your thoughts on when you first met Mr. McCray, how it influenced your way of thinking, you and Ernest's way of thinking, and which route you have taken since you have been affiliated with him.
Okay. I have to say, hey, Emil, by the way, love you,
peace,
brother. You know that. So when I first met Emil, I just really was just really intrigued by what he had going on. And I, once I got to meet him and get the water, of course I got the water, and it was amazing. I was astounded at, you know, how water can make you feel. And it shows mm-hmm. how much we get stuff that doesn't feed our bodies. Because when
right.
you get something that feeds your body, you can actually tell the difference. But
right.
I was most just influenced and empowered by his love for his people.
Yes.
His love for
yes.
his people. And that really touched my heart and increased my love for the people.
Yes.
And, you know, just wanting to be a part of this journey in any way possible. Like, his vision for us is big. It's a lot bigger than he even speaking about now. But when we make this happen, it's going to benefit everybody who understands.
Everybody that understands. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? And that's one of the things that I say all the time on this show is when we have people like yourself and Mr. McCray, and we don't support them or support you, then it makes us look double time bad as we already look as a people.
Right.
You know, I say it all the time on this show. I can't tell you how many times that I had to hang my head down a little because people that I know and people that I don't know decide they didn't want to support anything the show's doing. But the show goes on with your support or not.
That's right.
I just want you to understand. I want them to understand how important this is. You know, with all the things that we got to deal with right now, bacteria-wise and this, that, and the other, we really need to worry about what we're putting in our bodies. And if we got somebody that has brought us the right things to put in our bodies, it's asinine to me for us to not at least look at it and try it and say, look, this is what we got to do. I want to be here for my young people that's in my home and around me and my community, and I want them to be here for theirs.
Right.
Yes, sir. Well, one of the things that I want people to understand, and I share this with a few people,
mm-hmm.
and I could have had a better life if I wanted it, and I'm not saying my life is bad, but I
right.
was offered on three occasions millions of dollars, and this is a fact. The first company offered me, and I don't want to call their name, but the first company
right.
offered me $2.5 million. I told them no, they wanted me to sell everything, land, water, everything to them. The second
wow.
company offered me $5 million, and I rejected it. I told them no, and then they say, well, think about it. We'll give you 2 weeks. 20 minutes later, they came back and offered me $7 million. Just last week, I got offered $13 million. And I know some
wow.
people on here say, you crazy? You didn't sell out? No, it's the principle. Because
right.
there's coming a time when we're going to need everything we have, land, water, and food, for our own survival.
Wow.
And that's what I live for, and that's what I die for.
If that's not enough to make the average person know that you know exactly what you got your hands on, then I don't know what else to tell you. I told them earlier they need to do like Spike Lee say and get on the bus. So right now we need to get on the bus and we need to understand that what you are offering us is something that our body needs.
Exactly. And you'll tell the difference when you get it. You'll know the difference when you get it. And,
right.
and it's no game and it's no joke because our people are dying by the droves. They're sick.
Yes. Yes. By things I can't even pronounce.
You're right.
I don't understand.
You're right.
If can you guys stay with me? Why I have to take a quick commercial. Can you guys stay with me real quick? I want to come back, and I definitely want to talk a little bit more about this so people will understand exactly what we are trying to get across to them.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. Guys, you definitely need to come back after the break and understand what it is he's trying to get across to you. You are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand. Go help me sing.
Understand it. I can understand.
I can deal without the heat.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterate, uneducated,
of people are
and whatever
rising
other
up.
Negative characteristics you can think of, types of person.
Wherever they are, the symbols
of the
Honorable
Elijah Muhammad. And because
whether they
of
are
the
in Johannesburg,
on me,
South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for the
Ghana,
first time
New
in
York
my life,
City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
or
Memphis, Tennessee,
me
the cry is always the same. We want
the,
to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. In case you guys have been on Mars and just joining us, we are speaking with Mr. Robert McCray, that is. He is the founder of Live Alkaline Water, and I, you know, the things that he's been telling me is amazing, and I'm a little tongue twisted because I'm sitting here reading his profile and everything too while I'm talking to you guys, and it's just a lot of great stuff. And we're also joined by Miss Tangie Owens, who was on the show yesterday talking about being a distributor and everything else when it comes to this water. You guys are still on with us, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. So, Mr. McCray, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Somebody in one of the chat rooms was asking where and what store are the waters being sold now?
You got it in some Walmarts out in Florida. You got it in Gamma Foods in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You got it in Cutter's Grocers in Yadkinville, North Carolina. You got it also in Mike's Grocers in Yadkinville, North Carolina. You also got it at City Beverages, downtown Winston-Salem, and a few other little stores that we have it in.
Oh, wow. So is there any possibility that anytime soon you think it might be coming into the Walmarts in this area in North Carolina, or is that a whole nother talk show?
Oh, that could be a whole nother talk show, but we're working on that right now. But I truly believe that sometimes you have to cut the middleman out so the people can get the product directly to them straight from us.
Yes,
and that's how we create jobs, by doing that. Because at the end of the day, nobody will do for us what we can do for our own self.
I agree. Now, Tim,
can I say something to that real quick as well?
Go ahead.
Because me and Emil had talked the last night, and we had talked about how that tornado had came through North Carolina real quick. They didn't warn us about it. And if you think about how fast water goes missing from those stores.
Yes.
Walmart
yes.
and all that. So
you're
even
right.
having it in Walmart isn't going to benefit you enough, even more than, you know what I'm saying, having direct contact with the distributor that always got water on hand.
I agree. I agree totally with that. I agree totally, because that's the route I'm going to go. I'm just going to directly deal with you, because I think that is the way that we should all be going right now. That way you know you're getting your product, and it's touching nobody's hands but yours and the distributor.
Yes, sir. True.
Right.
Now, another question that came out of one of the chats is your facility open for, I guess, visits or whatever the case? I don't really understand the question, but I think I understand what they're asking.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely open where you can visit, but you have to call ahead of time so we know, so we can set a time that you can come and take a look.
You know, and I don't understand. Do you guys get any field trips from schools or whatever the case that come and visit your facility and see how things are
we
done?
We haven't yet. We have people that inquire to do so. They wanted to come out to the plant. They also wanted to come out to the farm. So we're planning, and I hadn't said it yet, but I hope I can say it on this show, but we're planning a huge event April 3rd, 4th, and 5th, where you got 72 hours to even camp out and see for yourself and be able to experience it for yourself.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Okay, so you'll be able to come to the plant or the facility, and you'll be able to camp out for 72 hours and just watch how everything is done.
You'll be able to camp out on the land for 72 hours. We got a link where everybody can go to a link, and you from there you're able to view the facility. You can go to the facility, and you can see it. That's one of the trips, and able to go to see. It's big, like I say, it's bigger than what most people can see. You're able to
wow.
go to the different farms that we have collaborated with and working with, and becoming one unit.
Wow, that's big. So it should let you guys know, for the listeners that's listening to the show, it should let you know that he's not hiding nothing. He don't have anything to hide. But I mean, he has everything to give you, and you have everything to gain by coming and taking part and just, I mean, try the water,
right.
and definitely see how it's going to change the way you react to all sorts of situations in your life. How it makes you feel, and continue to. I can't wait to get your hands on the water. That's all I'm gonna say. I can't wait to get my mm-hmm. hands on the water.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Again, tell them again how they can get direct access to you.
They can go on our webpage at Live Alkaline Water LLC. The live without the dash. The dash is the old web page, but the new one is livealkalinewaterllc.com. And we have an email address and a telephone number where they can get direct contact with us. And that's how
okay.
they can get in contact with us, or they can Facebook and message us on our Facebook page, which is Live Alkaline Water LLC Facebook.
And we're gonna put a link up on the show's website so you guys can come to the show's website. And I'm going to put a link within this episode of the show, and you'll be able to click on the link if you go into the episode info, and you will be able to get to him that way also. So we're going to definitely do our part on this show.
Can I say something real quick too,
yeah,
Jay?
You know you can.
So we're also, Ernest and I are hosting a online live Zoom event for Emil to come and speak and be able to answer questions and, you know, speak to the people. And that's February the 29th from 2 to 4. And that's going to be it's an event up on Eventbrite. It's totally free. And like I said, we're going to have him come in on a Zoom and just, you know, talk to the people about the water, about what he's doing. We just really want people to know what's going on and what he's doing. And when they come in this time right now, anybody that gets in, you're getting in on the first fruits. But I've known this
okay.
man for about 5 years now, and he has worked really hard to develop his product. But it's still at the growth stages, but it's doing like amazing things already. But anybody that's in at this time, like you're in on the first fruits of exactly how big this thing is going to be.
Well, that makes me happy, because I can tell you right now, you ain't got to sell me on how good it is and what he has put together. Because, I've always told people, if you watch others and how they maneuver and operate, it will tell you which road you need to take also. And if this cat has J-Lo, who has a very, very, very popular spinoff show of one of her famous shows, asking for this product, so that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
I know the other people always embrace before we embrace each other, which is so unfortunate.
Right.
So unfortunate.
That's true.
Right.
That's
but
true.
We want us to understand how important this product is for us, and why we need to jump on it right now. Jump on it right now and stay
right.
on it. I'm not going to call the name of the other water company, but you guys know who I'm talking about that sells the Pipe Dreams. And what I love about this is I ain't got to run it through any kind of any product, any machine or nothing to get what I want to get.
Right.
That's right. And one thing I want to say is that this water is naturally alkaline with 108 different natural trace minerals, We don't take anything away. We don't add anything to it. It's as you get it. As it come is how you getting it.
So can I ask you something? Is it like a what is the alkaline acidity in it?
Well, the alkalinity, the pH is 7.44 to 7.5, and the alkalinity is 8.1, or 8.0, 8.1. And it's a difference between both of them once you go back and research, because I don't want to really go into a lot of detail. But
right.
The ignorant part of our people is they think the pH and the alkalinity is the same thing, and it's not.
Right.
It's a difference.
Okay. Okay. Hey. You ain't gotta sell me no more. Winner chicken dinner here. winner chicken dinner, and I need to do whatever I need to do to push this product, and whatever you need to be come on this show and do anything when it comes to this product, you got a platform
yes,
here anytime you need it. All you got to do is let
yes,
me
sir.
Know, and we there. We
I
need to do some
it.
Things together. I'm coming out. To Winston-Salem. I'm gonna come and I'm gonna see you and I want to see you in your element, because I know
yes,
it's something good for us. I know it is.
Yes, sir. Well, one of the things I want us to know. There's 12 certified springs in the United States. I became number 13 and the first indigenous spring.
Wow.
The first indigenous spring and the second spring to set up like I'm set up now. All other springs that they got set up, they're certified by the federal government, is acidic or they neutral. I'm the first alkaline spring that's certified through the federal government of the United States.
Oh, boy, you know you're a hot commodity. You know that, right?
Number 13.
You are a very hot commodity. You know that.
Yes, sir. That's why they offer me all that money. But no sale.
Man, I can't, you know what, I cannot be mad at you. I'm in awe of who you are and what you're doing and why you're doing it. I'm in awe of it because
mm-hmm.
you are the type of people that we need to continue showing our young people that there is a silver lining. There's a silver lining, and we can reach it. We just got some things we need to put in place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't pay no attention. Mm-hmm. That's just a countdown for us to be off the air live. But I'm really happy that you guys came on the show today. And I want to I want to bring you back, and I want you and we're going to talk about that off the air.
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
Okay.
I want to get you here for a screening for your documentary. We need to push that, and I mean push it really, really big. And I want to try to just get
it.
You down here so you can just talk to the community and let them know what's going on.
You just let me know when.
Okay. We're going to put it together. I appreciate both of you guys for coming on the show. Anything else y'all want to add before we get off of here?
All I can say is come and see us, help you, help yourself. Eat right, drink right, and we'll begin to think right as a people with Live Alkaline
right.
Water LLC. Thank you.
Oh, brother,
and
I
the only thing I want to say is to the people, like, if not now, then when?
That's right. If not now, then when? And you know what? We shouldn't even give them that choice. We should just tell them the time is now.
The time
now.
Is now, yes.
The
yes.
time is now.
It is.
Mr. McCray, Ms. Owens.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, brother, for having me.
You got a platform here. We're definitely going to talk again off the air, and
yes,
I will reach out to you. So both of you be blessed, and I will definitely reach out to you.
Right, you be
peace, love, and prosperity,
well.
Family.
All right. Number to call, 845-277-9428. Guys, I'm telling you, this is not the end of what we got to talk about when it comes to this alkaline water. I need for you guys to read about him, what I have read about him, and what he's offering us as a family, as a people. we need to really look at this. We need to look at it, and we need to start supporting one another. We need to support one another. A good cause, why would you not want to support a good cause? That's what I don't understand. Why do we so many times in our lives do not support good causes, but we'll run up and down the street to a club and a car show or something really asinine that is not going to help our community or our situation? Why do we not support one another? At some point in time, we're going to have to. The time is now, just like I just stated. The time is now. We need to support one another. If we don't do it now, it's now or never. And I don't want it to be never. We got so many people, ethnic groups, passing us because they got it. They got it. They know what to do. They know how to get on it and be with each other and uplift each other and work with each other and supply and just be one unit. They got it. We're the only ones running around here knocking our heads against the wall talking about what he got or what she got. Or look at him or look at her. Look what they got on. What is that? What is that? Why all the time people just looking crazy at us like they just can't get it together for nothing to save their life. But we'll go up in a Mexican restaurant and eat us some Mexican food or a Chinese restaurant, eat us some Chinese food. But we won't go to the corner restaurant that's owned by Miss Sue or whatever the case may be, and she's selling a home-cooked meal. We won't go support that. No, that food's too high. Y'all got to be kidding me. Y'all got to be kidding me. You got to get it together. If we don't get it together now, I promise you, we're going to get left behind further than what we are now. Take your behinds out and go vote. Vote for people that got your interests, not theirs. I keep telling y'all that. Put people in these seats that can make some things happen for you and your family and your legacy. Start a legacy. Go get your own business. Start your own business. Small businesses is where it's at. Go start you a business. We're going to have to, take that leap. We're going to have to. If we don't, we're just going to be left behind, like I said before. Look, I like to take time to thank everybody that continues to support the show. I really appreciate it. I do the show for you guys, and I really want to give you the platform to get everything you got to get off your chest out on this show. I definitely need the support for this show. Reach out to me if you want to support the show in any kind of way. We're going to have the Independent Arts Festival twice this year, so it's going to be a big, big feat for me to have this thing twice because once it really wears me out. So two times I can only imagine. My wife's going to be mad at me, but we got to do it twice this year because there's a lot of talent out there that needs to be exposed, and I definitely want to be the one to expose them to you. So if you don't do anything else, tell somebody you love them today because you might not get tomorrow. And I love you guys with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. So, I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Make sure that you check out tomorrow's show and continue to go to Facebook and go to Jay Radio Show. Click like, that's all you got to do. Click like, that's all I want you to do. Alright? Definitely have been live. And it's Hey, it's Jay. See you tomorrow.
Cool J, Cool J, Cool J.